I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An exiled prince rallying support for democracy may sound like fiction, but last month it was a reality. More than 500 Iranian opposition activists and groups gathered in Munich, Germany, hosted by Iran's crown prince, Reza Pahlavi. The goal? To outline what a democratic transition and national rebuilding should look like in Iran. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministry says seven actors from their upcoming film, Esther, Queen of Hope, participated in the summit.
The Persian Empire of the past actually believed in allowing people to keep their own religion. Basically, the Persian people of today are saying, we want to go back to what we were, where we could choose.
Political change is a fragile process, but with freedom comes greater opportunity for the gospel to spread. So pray that Iranians will gain freedom of religion and freedom of speech. Then a deep curiosity to know God can shape your life. When Transworld Radio asked Luis Sayal to develop a new Bible teaching program in 2006, he was already a theologian, professor, and pastor from Brazil. Today, the Mission 66 series he developed is being recorded into new languages. He doesn't see himself as a theologian, but rather as someone who's been blessed by God.
We are like, I'm like a beggar that found bread. I found bread for my soul. My life.
The Word of God is for you too. Learn more about Scripture by listening to Mission 66 online. But for now, he wants you to remember that the God who created the universe offers you salvation in Jesus.
And he wants to bless your heart, to forgive your sins, and to bring you close to his heart.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.